When you put it into the moulds, what do you do with the mould?
We put them into a big long gang press, and we press them lightly for the first 2 hours, only at 20 pounds per square inch pressure, so that we don't push too much fat out of the curd, because it's very delicate then. After a couple of hours, they come out the moulds again. They're bathed in a plunge tank in warm water, 60 degrees C warm water, so that we wash a bit of the salt off of the outside, and we slightly scald the outside of the cheese to help form the rind. Then we put a clean cloth on them, put them back in the moulds till next day. Next day they come out and they're put on the table, and the cheesecloth dipped in lard is applied. We will put two bands around the outside and two caps either end of this Egyptian cotton. Then they go back in the moulds again for a further day while the cloth is pressed on. Next day they come out with moulds and they're put in the plastic vacuum bag and put on shelves then until they're really ready for sale.
They are stored obviously in a building. Is there any temperature involved in that storage area?
They're kept in a cool store. We keep our cheese at about 13 degrees centigrade and preferably 88 humidity, relative humidity. And that, when the cheese are taken out of the bags, that avoids them drying out too quickly. If the humidity drops too low, then they'll crack.
And how are they actually handled once they're out of the moulds?
They're quite easy to handle. They're quite robust. Years ago, the cheese would have been put on the shelves and turned every day. Again, because of this mould penetration problem, we can't really afford to do that. One of the advantages of putting them in a bag is that we can put them on the shelf and leave them and not have to turn them. Once they come out of the bags, we turn them then, but not anywhere near as much as we used 2 years ago.
So they're all individually stacked on shelves?
That's right.
They're not resting against each other at
all? That's all individually on shelves. Another advantage of putting them in a bag is we don't get cheese mite. A big problem years ago was, and still is, cheese mite. And the only way we can get rid of those cheese mites is to fumigate. And of course, some of the gases we use nowadays to fumigate a cheese store are not environmentally friendly. They're greenhouse gases. So I think soon there'll be restrictions, if not bans, put on us using those gases.
How often would you fumigate a cheese store? Or do you fumigate a cheese store?
About once a year. Yeah, and it's a long, quite a 3 or 4 day process.
So once the cheese is taken out of the plastic wrapping, can you tell me what happens then?
They stay on the shelves basically until they're ready for sale, and they get turned every 10 days or 2 weeks. They need to be turned very gently, so that, because they're quite tender then, so that they don't get damaged. Some of those cheese we don't take out of bags at all. The ones that go for smoking, they don't need a rind on those, and they go for smoking as they are.
Whereabouts do they go to be smoked?
They go up to Derbyshire and another farmhouse cheese dairy, and then they get cut and smoked for Sainsbury's.
Yeah.